RSN 927's Racing Pulse with the Herald Sun's Matthew Stewart.
13 minutes to 9 on Racing Pulse. It's a good segue from our discussion about Michelle Payne to trainer Henry Dwyer, who has been a long-standing supporter of Michelle, and he's got a handful of runners in at his home track at Caulfield on Saturday. How are you, Henry?
Good, Matty. How are you?
Yeah, you had to be at that inquiry yesterday to be reminded of the fame of young Michelle these days. There was it was almost like Jackie Onassis had turned up. You knew her when she was nothing.
Here's Michelle a bit. She used to come down to Caulfield and ride a bit of work and that sort of stuff, and consequently got associated with a couple of better horses of mine and did nothing wrong with them, so happy to leave her on. But, yeah, pretty focused on her training these days, so we don't see her too much down these parts.
Absolutely. One thing that is interesting me at the moment when I look at the form guides, I noticed it a lot last week at Flemington. Chris Waller's trickle of runners down here seems to be a much bigger presence, and Weary rarely ran horses in Sydney in the olden days, and now he's got six or seven in at Rose Hill tomorrow. So that transition's occurring with the big stables, and I think even the smaller ones like your stable, that there's more of an eye to Sydney than perhaps had previously been. Is there gaps in the calendar or different types of races that are luring horse dual acceptors from Melbourne these days?
Oh, there is. Weary and Chris Wells, obviously, that there's no point in them running three or four horses the same race against each other. So, just to try and split them up a bit, I suppose, is the rationale there.
Yeah.
And Weary, I suppose, the same. Send them up there to, run suitable races. I've been sending him. We won a couple of races in Adelaide over there, Carnival, and one for like a beating the nose up in Sydney last week with Foreign Affair. And just with Foreign Affair is more just the tracks up there and a couple of their benchmark races. Their benchmarks suit a couple of my horses a bit better than they do down here at the moment, so you just got to be looking everywhere for the right race, I suppose, because it's that hard to win. You need to have everything in your favour.
Yeah, I was talking to a trainer yesterday who was bemoaning the fact that he can't find a wet track for his horse. And you go to Flemington and Caulfield and you're really never going to find one, but that's the opportunity that presents in Sydney, because you're going to get a different track surface most of the time, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. And I'd probably, Foreign Affair, we accepted up there. We would have gone up there again this week, but just it has dried out a bit up there. And just on the course proper at Caulfield now, there's a little squeeze of rain this morning, and as you say, well, it's never going to be a wet track here. At least there's some giving it tomorrow, and probably suits all miners.
All right. Okay, well, let's have a look at your runners. So Foreign Affair comes to Caulfield instead of Rose Hill tomorrow. You got the three in, if not now, when in the fourth, Foreign Affair in the fifth, and Act of Valour in race eight. Any push for any of the trio there?
Yeah, they're all consistent, honest horses. Not going to be competitive. I probably couldn't put one ahead of the other. They're all in that sort of, chance/second-tier chance category. Foreign Affairs just really been a victim of her own consistency. I think I was going through it the other day. I actually sent an email to Greg Carpenter saying, what's up here? She's had 14 runs in 16 months since her last win, and she's still rated higher than she was then. She sort of runs second, thirds, and fourths. So never goes down in the ratings, but just really struggles to win because she's sort of up a bit in the ratings now, but we just can't get her down. So
should you drop quicker down for placings and not wins? Are they putting too much emphasis on placings?
No doubt. There's the rating system, since it's come in, it's been great for some of those horses, but still it's pretty hard to get consistent horses down. And as I said, like, the owner's been paying up for her. She's had 14 runs in 16 months and hasn't won a race, but she's a nice sort of, midweek borderline Saturday class mare, but hasn't won a race. So I think it's very easy for them to go up in ratings. You win a city race, you get up 5 or 6 points, often sort of 7 points, and a country race is 4, but if you don't go down as quick, particularly early in preparation, you might go down. The first run, you never go down, no matter what happens. In your second run, you'd be lucky to go down a point. And, you get horses 4 or 5 runs in, they might have gone down 1 or 2 points, they're almost over the top again. So, especially younger horses, so a bit more of a relief would be welcomed.
There's nothing more frustrating for a trainer or an owner than a horse that's just stuck in limbo.
Yeah, and that's her. And she's probably more so, because she's not a big mare. She's only little. She struggles to carry weight. So she's rated 72. We can't really run her in benchmark 70s against fillies and mares with 61 kilos. And even against the boys, she only gets 2 kilos. So 59 is no good to her. And at the same time, she's probably not an apprentice's horse either. So you can't really claim on her. So you've got to run in these, benchmark races on Saturdays or open mares races on Saturdays with her, and just hope she has luck and hope she wins one, because she got beaten the nose in Sydney Saturday before last, and two other times she's been beaten, I think, a half head and a head in sort of Saturday city races. So you turn those margins around. She's won three Saturday races and 150,000 for connections.
Absolutely. All right, back against the wall. Which of the three?
I would probably say, if not now, when in the Phillies race.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Henry.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.